Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Alive. A message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I'll pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus, answer it for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, for those of you listening, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, once again, we are grateful to be able to be back on the broadcast this very day to deliver the message of your word unto those who are listening. And Father, I pray today, Lord God, that you would strengthen me as I go forth to deliver your message. Father, I just give you all the glory and honor and praise and magnify you because, Lord, you are worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be glorified. You're worthy to be lifted up in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Lord God, I praise you. I thank you. I give you all the glory and honor in Jesus' name. And, Father, I give a special invitation to your spirit to be with us on this broadcast. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Today, and thank God, first I want to thank God for us being back on the air. There have been some technical difficulties going on, but hey, thank God that Blog Talk was able to get the thing resolved, and we was able to get resolved what we need to get resolved on our end, and all is well in the land. Amen. And I want to take these few minutes once again to give another word of encouragement to and particular the believers who are really facing heavy satanic attack due to the calling of the Lord on your life and due to God, you letting God use you to expose the works of darkness in some very deep areas. Some of you may not understand what I mean by that, and some of you, I believe, do. And this is not to make one Christian better than another. Please don't get that kind of understanding from me because that's not what I'm saying. But there are some called to a special work in the Lord, and there are those who are being used of the Lord to unveil some very deep things that Satan has been doing in the earth, whether it's through secret organizations or whether it's through the things of the government, what have you. And what it is, too, is that the greater your call, you know, the Bible said too much is given, much is required. When you're going even in a deeper route to expose some deep things of the enemy and what he's doing, you, first of all, I say this to any believer that is about to go into this, because and to give my quick testimony of it is that a few years ago, and for those of you who, you know, we was on another broadcast called God's Word to Man, even though it was still part of Blog Talk Radio. This what we own now is Jesus' Word to Midnight Cry. For those of you that don't know who wasn't listening to us when we was on God's Word to Man broadcast, and those of you that have and now you've been listening to us on this broadcast, you know what I'm about to talk about, but especially this will go to those of you who especially, you know, wasn't listening to us when we was on God's Word to Man broadcast. But a few years ago, I was getting ready to do a study and a revealing on some deep things that Satan was working through. And when I'm talking about organizations like the Masonic Order, the Illuminati, you know, and secret societies. And I thank God for one of my brothers in Christ who has been a mentor in Christ named Brother Eddie Lee. And when I share with him about what I was about to do and what, you know, I believe that the Lord had put on my heart, I remember one of the first things he said to me was, "Brother, you really need to be prayed up." And he said, because when you're going into something deep like that, Satan has this knack, he will retaliate. Now, the brother wasn't telling me that to scare me off. Let's understand that. Because some of you may hear me say that and say, man, the brother's supposed to have been, you know, he's supposed to have been encouraging you and telling you something like that would scare you. No, he wasn't trying to scare me. He was being honest, which we must be honest with one another. That's why I said when you're about to embark on a journey where that you're finna get into some real deep stuff, number one, you have to make sure that the Lord is giving you to do that, okay? Because everybody's not ready to embark on that journey. Now, I'm not here trying to toot my own horn about myself. Please hear me. But I'm just telling you that, and I've learned that too through the years. Some years ago, the brother also told me when I was going to speak on certain things, the brother, he told me about the people that I was going to speak to. He said they're not ready for that. And so I understand years later to this date why he gave me that advice, why he said that. And so when I was getting ready to do the broadcast a few years ago on the masonry, Illuminati, things of that nature, both Brother Lee and the Lord personally himself speaking unto me was letting me know about the great journey I was going to go on. And I remember Brother Lee was telling me, he said, "Brother, you need to be prayed for and plead the blood over yourself and over your family because you're going into something real deep." And I remember that, and many of y'all have heard this testimony, I remember that when I started on it and I started reporting on the airwaves, and the purpose, now understand this, the purpose of me reporting was to expose the work of darkness. It wasn't like, you know, to get glory for myself, but to expose the work of darkness because some of God's people are in these organizations. Some of God's people to this day is still part of it. Some of God's people is being hit with curses because of their connection to it. You understand what I'm saying? So the whole thing was to reveal the works of darkness that people may be free. And even you got sinners that's in it who experiencing things that's happening, and they need to know the truth as well because they're being deceived as well to think that such and such organizations that they are part of is actually good. And you got some Christians thinking such and such organizations that they're part of, like, for example, the Masonic Order, they think that not only is good, but they actually something, it is a Christian organization, as you are hearing some label it today. But the purpose of exposing it was to reveal the hidden stuff, because one thing about the nature of Satan, he is deceptive. And he would do hidden stuff to really close off the true thing about himself. And so the purpose of it was to really reveal to the people the works of darkness that was in these organizations and secret societies. Just like, once again, that I'm speaking on now, as of late, for some of you that have been listening to the broadcasts I've been doing. And I thank God for those of you who've been praying for me, because I need all the prayers of the saints when you're embarking on this journey. And some of you, well, you shouldn't be doing it, Brother Nate. Eventually, it got to be revealed. You know, God doesn't want his people entangled and trapped in this stuff and not be told that, hey, there's a way out, or not be told that, hey, what you in is not really of God like you think. Okay? Amen. And so there are those of you who is listening under the sound of my voice. You've been allowing the Lord to use you in revealing some heavy things where Satan has had a stronghold in. And you've been experiencing retaliation. Like when I did it a few years ago, one of the things I experienced was heavy. When I mean heavy, I mean heavy. Heavy amount of contention. I remember it was like 3 days in a row. And it got so strong. I mean, I actually, you know, sometimes when God tells us stuff, we forget. I actually went in my kitchen one day and I said, Lord, what is this? Because it was coming back to back. So much contention was coming my way. It was just, man, it was just mind blowing. And I remember the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, you know what this is about. And when he spoke those words, I instantly knew, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. But you know what? I can see another reason why he spoke that to me, too, is because sometimes we start on something, on a journey, and we get to a certain point where what God wants us about has showed his head. And we have another decision to make. Well, you say, well, what is that other decision, Brother Nate? Well, we have to make the decision whether we're going to continue on. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. And see, when the Lord spoke that to me, I came to a point where now, even though I started it, started on the journey, I had to make a decision where I was going to continue on. And I said, Lord, you know, keep me. Yes, I want to go on with this because I believe in the Lord, and I believe that whatever you lose, now hear me on this, people, whatever you lose from the attack of the enemy because of what you're exposing, God will restore, because he's a restorer. And in fact, whatever he restore you with, it's going to be better. You understand what I'm saying? It's going to be better than what was taken or lost. You get what I'm saying? It's just like, the bride that Christ coming back for, she's going to be better. Amen. You know, when Jesus first established the church, hey, the church had power and all that, and she fell off. Now, the church is, the bride is going to be part of the restoring. So she's going to be better, stronger, greater power. Okay? Amen. So when God restores what he restores, he makes it better. Hallelujah. See, you know, that's something that Satan really hates. He hates when he takes something from you, and when God restores, it's better, okay? He can't, oh, my goodness, that just infuriates him, okay? It infuriates him, you know, because whatever God, you know, it's just like if you sow a seed, and let's say you gave $100 to something. But see, when God will bless you, he'll give you $200. Because he gives you what he gives in the place of that is going to be greater. You understand what I'm saying? So some of you out there, as I said before, you have been, you know, encountering heavy warfare, whether it's been in your marriage, whether it's been on your job, whether, you know, it's been in the, quote, in the church. And I have to admit, with me, one of the areas I would say that I have experienced a strong warfare has been on my job, okay? I mean, on my job now, this is the most intense era. I mean, I've been working there the 25th of this month will make 24 years. And this year, if you Each year coming up to lately, I say since 2020 especially, so I could say at least about the last 4 years, been very, very, very intense years. But this era right here, especially in these 4 years, expanding to last year to now, has been the most intense time that I've ever been in working on this job. I mean, heavy satanic resistance, heavy satanic attacks, and heavy satanic at work through the evils of men, even on my job. I just have to be honest. And, you know, it's been so that, you know, it makes you go, wow, what in the world, you know? But I know what the enemy is trying to do. So what I'm saying to you is this. No matter what area that Satan comes in to retaliate, and understand this, the harder he retaliates, the more infuriated he is, okay? Now, I'm not saying it to scare you. I just want you to hear this. But no matter how infuriated he is, no matter how hard he attacks, if your faith is in Christ, you will make it. You will make it. And on top of that, once again, what the Lord will restore is going to be greater, okay? It is going to be greater. Amen. Some of you that's listening, you have suffered some great losses, and you're still in there. And I thank God for you. I commend you. It makes me think about our brothers and sisters in other countries, especially some of the women of God up there who have lost, saw their husbands for the gospel's sake get killed right in front of their face, and they still in the gospel. You know, I really commend those sisters over there. And I'm not leaving out you brothers neither, because we got brothers over there who, you know, who be in prison. And hey, I commend them as well, okay, to continue to stay in Christ despite the suffering that you have encountered because of your stay in Christ. Because we got to remember, especially here in America, you're talking about them in other countries who elevate their God real high. They elevate Buddha. They elevate Hinduism. They elevate this. So here you are coming into this country talking about Jesus Lord. Well, we know that ain't welcome. And we know in them other countries with the Islamic and Muslims, they're very violent. Many of them is very violent. And here you're talking about Jesus, and according to their so-called law and teaching and all that, you know, we got to kill you. So for them to be facing or have faced and facing such persecution, such retaliation, because, see, we got to understand the gospel is over there in the other countries, like I said, where their gods is very lifted up. The people lift up Buddha and all them up to the fullest in these countries, okay? So once again, you going over there and, you know, talking about Jesus, Lord, you know, you stirring up a nest. So I commend those people. And see, some of you, like I said, some of you that's listening, listen. The Lord has not forsaken you, and he will keep you. He will bring you through and according to agreement to his word. And you're going to see when the smoke clears that the reward that the Lord will give you for standing, for speaking, for, and once again, those that's really in it on their hearts is to help people with the love you have for helping people to come to the word of truth. The reward God is going to give you, going to, not might, is going to outweigh the trouble that you face. It's going to outweigh it. I mean, I'm telling you not just to pass mere words before you, but I've got to be honest with you. I know it is. It's not something I say, well, I think it's going to. No, I know it is. I know it will pan out to be better, and it will outweigh the suffering, you know, that you encounter. Amen? So this is a time where that, again, the Lord is preserving and keeping his people. And get this, in this year, not only things that is not good is going to be revealed, but there are going to be some good things revealed. And even though there are going to be some things that's going to come out in this year and come forth, they're going to be pretty much very taxing. There also, God is going to be moving still by his spirit, bringing forth some great things. And, you know, to some of you listening, this work you're doing, God is going to bless you financially to be able to further this work, okay, to continue to keep it going, okay, because we know right now we're living in a time where you have to have money to do stuff, travel, stuff like that. And so I know some of you are saying, well, you know, I'm limited on money. I can't, you know, and I got these bills and working and stuff like that. Don't worry about that. God is going to take care of it. If you're in something that the Lord has told you to get into, he's going to take care of it. Amen. He's going to take care of you. Hallelujah. So I am grateful to be able to share this message with you. I'm grateful to be back on the air. As some of you that have been listening know, almost a week we've been off. Okay, but I thank God for it. You know, as one sister said, I will hear Sister Anderson say, you know, when you're used to, like, for example, we doing the broadcast as constantly we do and you be off for a while, it just feel funny. You know, it just don't, you know, you feel, and when you end up getting back on, it's like a relief. You know, you're glad to be back on. So I'm glad to be back on, to be able to share the word of God with you guys, the gospel. And I also know that what we have been speaking about on here, especially some deep things, I know that Satan went to retaliate, whether he's messing with the sequence of here on Blog Talk or, you know, messing with any other things. I know that some things that we have said on this broadcast, it really kind of shook his kingdom. So I just look at this as one of his retaliation methods. So I want to say to those of you listening who've been praying, hey, continue to pray for us. Pray that the Lord, the word be given out. And during this time, I want to get strong in the Lord. Amen. Close in the Lord to do what he had me to do. So, Father, I thank you because, Lord, you have truly blessed this day. And I thank you, Lord, for being with us and enabling me to give your word. And so, Father, I magnify you because, Lord, you are worthy to be praised and to be lifted up and to be glorified. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Glory be to God. Once again, thank God for all you that's listening. And Lord, say the same tomorrow. We'll be back with another broadcast. So once again, this is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ, the Lives and Message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.